We've launched our comprehensive plan this year, today actually, about to introduce a fully publicly provided childcare system in Ireland. Like, we've been talking about this now for the last number of years, and other parties now are beginning to pick it up, you know, that. So, like, to have it that childcare has to be treated like it's a public good and it needs to be delivered through a public, not-for-profit system. You know, and we've seen the failures that there's money being pumped into the sector, but yet it's not, it's been put into private, small providers, but big private providers, and it still hasn't brought down the costs for parents. And there's workers leaving the sector at an alarming rate because they're not being paid properly. So this whole idea that the government's approach, throwing money at it, hasn't changed, it needs a complete radical overhaul.
And what exactly, Councillor, are the changes that Labour are proposing here? You say there's money being pumped into the wrong places in the sector. What exactly are Labour planning to change this?
So we would see, our vision, I suppose, is to offer 6,000 new public childcare places per year, supported by 100 new services. So that's a total of 30,000 new places over 5 years. And this would mean, I suppose, that it would mean that we're investing, like, we would commit in our own costed budget, we're going to invest a minimum of 43 million per year. And like, we're looking at, I suppose, at a well-funded system which will allow, you know, and it will allow talented educators to stay in the sector. Like, at the moment, because they're being paid just over the minimum wage, when the minimum wage goes up again in January, they'll be just slightly over it. And these are very well educated people with a huge responsibility. So we would see that we're going to put it that we'd work with, you know, we'd have capital projects. And I mean, there has been talk over the last year or two about having childcare provision or after school provision in schools, which hasn't been working. So we, as a party, we're committing to actually building, hopefully near enough to schools, but earmarking for capital building projects, you know, and co-locate these services within existing schools if possible, but to develop that it is going to be a first layer of education. So it's going to be a completely rehaul of the whole thing, a re-way of thinking it, you know, that, and move away from this idea that it's, you know, that move away from the idea that it should be run by private providers, but this should be like, it's a basic good, and this is why we pay our taxes, you know, this investment has to go into our children.